around the globe, transforming lives into legacies. Live in Word with Pastor Mensah Otterbill. And now, today's word.
You know, there are many times you do things that you yourself can't forgive yourself. When you remember it, you say, yeah, I'm bad. I am bad. Even if when people tell you it's okay, you say it's not okay. I am bad. But when you are in Christ, who is the truth, your true identity in Christ is that if you bring your sins to Him, you are forgiven, you are redeemed, and you are delivered from darkness. Your family may be the darkest family on earth. Your past may be the darkest past in life, but when you are in Christ Jesus, you are no longer in darkness. You are redeemed and you are forgiven. Let God be true and every man a liar. The communication of your faith becomes effective when you acknowledge this. Number two, second thing you must acknowledge, Romans chapter 8, verses 1. And to remember that all these verses has in Christ in them, in Christ. It's not in yourself. It's not your own bravado. It's in Christ. Romans 8, 1 and 2. There is therefore now. There is therefore when? There is therefore when? Yesterday? Tomorrow? There is therefore now. When is now? There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. So I can boldly say, in Christ Jesus, I am free from condemnation, sin, and death. In Christ Jesus, I am free from condemnation, sin, and death. Let's say it together. In Christ Jesus, I am free from condemnation, sin, and death. There are some Christians who wonder, hey, the judgment day, what will happen to me? Will I go to heaven or will I go to hell? If you are in Christ, there is therefore now no condemnation for you. Going to hell is not in the reckoning. Because if you are in Christ, you can't be in Christ and go to hell. Because if you are in Christ, you go to hell. Christ has gone to hell again. He lives in you. You live in Him. He is united with you. You are alive in Him. You are raised with Him. You are seated with Him in heavenly places. In Christ Jesus, therefore, there is now no condemnation. Your past can condemn you. People may condemn you. History may condemn you. And yes, you have done some very condemnable things. But the moment you enter into Christ, there is therefore now no condemnation. Because you are in Christ Jesus. And not only are you free from condemnation, but you are free from the law of sin and death. When you are in Christ, overcoming sin is the easiest thing. Because your true nature in Christ will not submit to sin. And when you acknowledge it, sin will be below your dignity. It will be below your dignity. There are some things that people do, you watch them and say, I can't do that. Even if I try, I can't do that. Even if I fast and pray, I can't do that. Because I have been delivered. I have been set free from the law of sin and death. Sin must never become your habit. It must never be. It must never be because you have been delivered from it. Number three. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20 to 21. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. I like that. Turn to somebody next to you and say, Your Excellency. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Verse 21, for he made him who knew no sin to be made sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. For he made him, Jesus, who knew no sin, to become. Jesus did not commit sin, but he became sin, that we who have not committed righteousness might also become righteous. So Jesus' sin, or the sin that was upon him, was not based on what he has done, it's based on what we have done. His righteousness on us is not based on what we have done, it's based on what he has done. He was made sin, we are made righteousness. In Christ Jesus, I have a right standing with God. Say with me, in Christ Jesus, I have a right standing with God. I am made righteous. I am made righteous. I have not committed righteousness. I am made. Jesus did not commit sin. He was made sin. In the same way, I am made righteous. My sin, he took. His righteousness, I take. I have right standing with God. Righteousness means that you have right standing with God. When you come before God, God is in right communion with you. Number four, Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. In Christ Jesus, I stand justified before God. Anyone who is in Christ stands justified before God. Say with me, in Christ Jesus, I stand justified before God. Say it one more time. In Christ Jesus, I stand justified before God. I know sometimes you read that and you say, but I don't feel that. Because you sinned just before you came to church. You sinned bad. And now I say, in Christ Jesus, I stand justified before God. You say, Pastor, but that's not true. I have sinned. But you see, there is the sinner who cannot stand before God. And there is a sinner who can stand before God. What's the difference? The sinner who cannot stand before God, when he sins and comes before God, there is fear that God will condemn him. But when the righteous sins, we can still come to God and say, Father, I have sinned, forgive me. So I come before him, not in my own righteousness, but I come because I've been clothed with the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, so that God sees me and forgives me and justifies me again. In Christ Jesus, I stand justified before God. Don't run from God when you sin. Go to him. He will not knock your head. Go back to him. The Bible says if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When you sin, don't stop coming to church. Talk to God. Go back to him. He's your father. I don't say sin every hour, but you know, once every 10 years when you sin, go back to God. I know some of you are going to take it like, yeah, you know, Father, I come to you. Yeah, I messed it last night. Oh, Lord Jesus, forgive me. Okay, then 3 hours later, Father, I've come again. This time is bad, but forgive me. No. That's not what we are talking about. Because when his spirit is in you, sin's power over you is broken. And the appetite for sin is also broken. Yes, once in a while you may fall into some temptation. Something may happen. You may get angry and say the wrong thing about somebody. You may lie. You may lie, exaggerate something. You may feel jealous, you may feel envious, you may gossip about somebody, and you may bear false witness, all of these things. You may think about somebody in a very unholy way, not committed, but think. The righteous does not commit. It just goes through your head and you just wipe it out. Now, we stand justified before God. We stand justified before God. In Christ Jesus, the presence of God is not a fearful place. Number 5, Ephesians 1, 5 and 6. Having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. He made us accepted in the beloved. In Christ Jesus, I am accepted and loved by God. Say with me, in Christ Jesus, I am accepted and loved by God. I am approved by God. My approval is in Christ Jesus. He accepts me as he accepts Christ. I don't need material wealth or social accolades to be accepted by Christ. Each one of us has a battle of acceptance, and that's why people lie. And especially young people, they lie. Oh, that's my house, and you know that's not their house. That's my uncle's car. You know, you don't know the man from anywhere. And unfortunately, people grow up with these things and take up all kinds of falsehood around themselves to be accepted. So people will like them and people will love them. So people want to dress in a certain way, talk a certain way, give false evidence. When you are in Christ, you are already accepted by God. You are loved by God. God has settled his case with you. You are okay with him. You are accepted in him. You don't need to be loud to be accepted. You don't need to be to go there. You don't need to do anything else. He's accepted you. Don't lie. Don't claim for yourself what is not true. You don't need to lie. You don't need to buy a brand new car to be accepted. You are not the car you drive. You are who God says you are. You're not the house you live in. You're not the clothes you wear. By all means, dress nicely, but not for acceptance, but because you are the temple of God and you want to decorate the temple of God. But don't do these things for acceptance, because he has accepted you in Christ. He says you are accepted. He thinks you are cool. He thinks you are okay, and he loves you as you are. Your father may not love you. Your mother may not love you. Your husband, unfortunately, may not love you. Your wife may not love you. Your boyfriend may be a hypocrite and a backstabber, but in Christ, you are accepted. And no matter what anybody says about you, remember, in Christ, you are accepted. Your husband may call you whatever name, too fat, too slow, you don't know how to cook, but in Christ, you are accepted. Your wife may call you too broke, too broke, too broke, but in Christ, you are accepted and not broke. You are accepted and not broke. Our true identity is in Christ Jesus. Somebody say, I'm accepted and loved by God in Christ Jesus. Number 6, Romans chapter 8, verse 38 to 39. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. When God loves me, he loves me permanently. In Christ Jesus, nothing can separate me from the love of God. Nothing shall separate me. Everybody say, in Christ Jesus, nothing can separate me from God's love. On the mountain, he loves me. In the valley, he loves me. In the cave, he loves me. Neither life, nor death, nor height, nor things present, nor things to come. Nothing in your future will separate you from the love of God. Nothing in your past will separate you from the love of God. Nothing that is yet to happen will separate you from the love of God. You will not backslide. You will not deny God. Nothing shall separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. You are inseparable from Him. In Christ Jesus, you are united with the Lord. Number 7, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2. To the church of God, which is at Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ, called to be saints, with all who in every place call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord, both theirs and ours. Say with me, in Christ Jesus, I am a saint, set apart for God's purposes. You don't need to die to be canonized. You're already a living saint. Have you heard people saying, well, every human being has a problem, we are not saints? Have you heard people sometimes say that when they want to justify, they say, well, we are not saints. We are. We are. Not in our own power, but in Christ Jesus. The Bible calls us saints. A saint is one who has been set apart. We've been sanctified, set apart for holy purposes. You are set apart for holy purposes. You are a set apart child of God. You are a set apart woman of God. You are a set apart man of God. You are set apart. You are no ordinary person. God Himself has set you apart for His good and for His purposes. You are a saint unto God. 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 I said, you are a saint unto God. I don't mean that from you just move from church and you see a halo on your head. That's all artwork. You are a saint unto God. There is no halo on your head right now, but there is glory upon your life. You've been set apart unto God. You've been set apart unto God. You've been set apart unto God. Glorify Him, therefore, in your body, because you are set apart for His glory, for His purpose. You are set apart for righteousness. You are set apart for holiness. You are set apart for Him. It's a good thing that is in you. You have to acknowledge it. Someone said, but I don't feel like a saint. I feel like a sinner. That's how you feel. But His word says you are a saint. Now you have to either determine to call yourself a sinner or a saint. And what God calls cleansed, we call cleansed. If He says, I'm a saint, I'm a saint. I may not feel like it, but I am. And the more you acknowledge it, the more you live it. The more you live it. Number 8, Ephesians 2, 11 and to 13. Therefore, remember that you, once Gentiles in the flesh, who were called uncircumcised by what is called circumcision, made in the flesh by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ, you who were once afar off have been brought near by the blood of Jesus. We who were afar off have been brought near by the blood of Jesus. Somebody say, in Christ Jesus, I am a citizen of God's commonwealth.
Thank you for listening to Living Word. To interact with Pastor Mensah Otobi, like his page on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter at Mensah Otobi. Email otobi@centralgospel.com. Or call +233 302 688 000.